What is consciousness all about? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byron, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, with instant illumination. What is consciousness all about? Around the lunch table today, the monks were sitting here, babbling back and forth about health consciousness, abundance consciousness, poverty consciousness, illness consciousness, and stuff. And I thought to myself, no. It's not that. You have an abundance consciousness, and you have abundance. You have a poverty consciousness, and you can have an abundance of poverty. Now, what do you want? Do you want an abundance of all good things, all things that you call good? Then your consciousness is constantly thinking about all good things. Well, you mean I daydream about all the good things I want? Well, that's perhaps a way of looking at it. But do you really want to have abundance in your life? If abundance is all that you want, then that's all you think about. That's all that you know. That's all that you are. You don't spend what you don't have, but you live in abundance. Now, yes, have you ever, for 2 or 3 seconds at least, have you ever for 2 or 3 seconds in your whole day looked to find good in your day? 2 or 3 seconds. Have you looked to see how lovely the grass looks? Have you looked to see how beautiful the sky is blue? And you say, oh, yes, yes, yes. No, you don't. Have you looked at the trees and have you thought to yourself, how glorious those trees are, how wonderful. We cut down some trees because they were no longer living, and so we're going to have firewood from that, or somebody's going to have it. And so that's a blessing, you know. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. And I was walking along the path, and I was thinking, I should take out the tractor and drag it behind me and smooth out the path and make the path nice. Because it's no big deal. Yeah. It's just a matter of dragging that thing behind you. Mm-hmm. And so we'll have Brian put the grader on there, the thing, and then I will be able to do that. Now, I don't think it is a limitation. I don't think the pathway needs to be improved. I just like a pathway that's nice and smooth. Mm-hmm. And so wherever I go, the pathway is smooth. I walk from one side of the path to the other. If the water has been raining and running down the side of the path, making a groove in it, then I walk where it isn't a groove. I walk where it's smooth. And so it's not a matter that the path is rutty or bad. I want to walk on the whole path. And so I mentally walk on the whole path. And I went up to look at the post up there that our friend Henry put in. I noticed he took a big post, which had two holders on it, which are for holding 2x4s. And there are plenty of little posts there. Maybe he didn't find a cap for a little post. But anyhow, he took this big post and he drove it in the ground at the entranceway to this beautiful path. Well, now, the path is just gorgeous. Not the path. The spot is gorgeous. I walked up on top of the rocks and I looked around and I said, yeah, I'd really like to have a house right up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd really be lovely. Because you have a nice view and so forth, and yeah, everything's beautiful. And you don't see any of the neighbors' houses. Mm-hmm. You don't. They're miles away and that sort of stuff. It's very private, very lovely, very beautiful. But somebody has walked onto that path from the path that goes by and has not bothered to pick up the brush, has not bothered to make the path a path. They stepped on the weeds and they stepped on the brush, but they just left it lying there. Now, it needs to be chopped up and raked out, you know. It's maybe about 4 feet, maybe 6 feet at the most, from the one path to the special location up there. Now, I looked at it and I thought to myself, maybe we should just leave it that way. And you walk around those bushes, and nobody knows that special, special place is there with the bench and with the little markings of stone that Henry made so nice. And it's very private, very alone, and all the people in the world aren't going to go trucking through there and saying, oh, this is so beautiful, or just isn't as beautiful as the Grand Canyon or something like that. And so, as you look at those things, have you gone around all day long and found the Pollyanna blessings everywhere? Have you seen the food for your meals perfect? Have you seen everything in divine order? Are we supposed to be buying this bread here anymore? Is this bread on our program?
Mm-hmm.
It is on our program. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Then we can buy it. Now, if we can't buy it, then we feed it to the dogs, and then we won't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't buy it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice bread. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't say throw it out. I said feed it to the dogs. Mm-hmm. They would love it. They would love anything like that. So, rather than looking for problems, let's look for solutions. Let's look for happiness. Let's look for right action. Let's put causes in motion of our abundance. Are we independently wealthy? Yes. Are we doing all sorts of great things? Yes. Now, Ellen tells me that Herbert Marti over in Switzerland is going to give a party for the Illuminati over there and friends for his special going away gift. He is getting out of town for 3 months. And Ellen says, I know where he's going. I know where he's going. Ellen didn't say he's going to the hospital to be checked up. He's going to go here and have a problem taken care of. She's going to take a world cruise, she said. You know? Isn't that a nice attitude for you to have about somebody else? That he's going to take a world cruise? Now, what's he going to do on that world cruise?
Take me.
is he going to be one of the seminar givers who is going to talk on positive thinking and positive living and positive world? Is he going to be such a radiant center of light, because he is a minister, that he can go and do these things? Is he going to conduct the Sunday services for the God Unlimited students on board the ship?
Uh-huh.
Well, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Uh-huh.
Now, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Those are things, but look at the positive, look at the joyous, look at the wonderful. And you know what he's going to do?
Mm.
He is inviting all those people to his farewell party, because he is giving each one a ticket to go on a 3-month cruise with a friend.
Oh.
And yes,
I am going to.
Yes, well, and he's going to give each one a ticket for two, and so they can each go with their friend and enjoy the cruise with him. And do you think those people would find time to do it?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Do you think they would find time away from their busy schedules to do it?
Oh, yes.
And do you think they might think that he's just really quite a guy?
Yeah.
Yes. A 3-month cruise around the world, stopping at all the spiritually illumined places around the world. What a great idea. Ellen?
Yes.
That's a great idea. Just tell him we'll come to his farewell dinner if he wants us to, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great. But this is great.
Yeah, of course.
Ellen has been thinking world cruises, world cruises, world cruises. And so someone's going to give us a world cruise.
Okay.
And so then we have to hire a nanny to babysit the campus while we're gone. Take care of our dogs and take care of everything here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure Julie would love to come and do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we have a person right here who can do it. But mm-hmm. it is wonderful when you put the causes in motion that these things happen. Well, Herbert, we'll be glad to hear from you. We're waiting to hear that you're going on a world cruise and you're taking all of us and our associates with you. And wow, what a trip we would have.
Yeah,
what
so much
a
fun.
Trip. Yes.
What
a wonderful adventure. How about you, Ingeborg?
I go fishing.
You go to that. The world cruise would be kind of nice, huh? Yeah. But if it's on how do you pronounce it? Oosterdam. If you're on the Oosterdam, you're on a classy ship.
Yes, that is really classy.
Hmm?
It is class.
So, hey, you know.
Never know.
Now, my discussion today is a little far out, and a little way out, and a little unexpected, but...
It's true.
Why not?
Of course. It's
why
done.
Not?
Dream, it is true.
Can you say, it is done?
Yes.
It is done.
Right. Not hard to play that game, is it?
No, that is easy.
It is done. Thank you very much, Herbert. We'll be looking forward to finding out what the dates are.
Yes.
We'll cancel all our other appointments.
All right.
But, hey, this is putting the positive attitude in motion for yourself.
Yeah.
And as you keep these attitudes and keep these attitudes and keep these attitudes, beautiful things will be happening in your world.
Yeah.
Beautiful things will be taking place for you. But it's up to you to put the cause in motion and experience it. Now, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you willing? Are you able?
Yes.
Then go for it. But remember, don't laugh at yourself because it sounds atrocious or it sounds outrageous. But say, smile at yourself and say,
yes.
And why not?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Why not?
And why not?
And why not?
Why
it's only money. Yeah?
It's only consciousness.
What did one woman say that on the ship that this man and woman came into some bucks, and so they invited their family and friends on a cruise. Remember?
Yeah, I didn't all hear it.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that was nice. Or this 90-year-old grandma, 90 plus.
Yeah,
that you remember.
21 people.
She invited her nieces and nephews and grandchildren and sons and daughters to go on a cruise. She says, I'm spending some of their inheritance, and I am enjoying it. And she says, I am only with them at dinner time in the evening. The rest of the time, they're free to go and do anything they want to do, and I am free to go do anything I want to do. Mm-hmm. If they show up around me anytime on deck, hi, and that's great, but they don't owe me anything during the day, just to be at meal with me at the dinner. And that's cool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you imagine her table?
Oh, beautiful.
One of the big, big tables in there. But you see, why not? Do you think that her 21 grandchildren expect, or 21 guests, expected this was going to happen a short time before she asked them?
Mm-hmm.
No idea. And do you think they made a way for it? Do you think they made alternate plans of other things they were going to do? You bet. They're taking the 7-day cruise down the Mexican Peninsula. Fantastic. Fantastic. And I don't think she gave them staterooms without windows.
No,
I'm sure she gave them all quality experiences. And this is what life's all about. Now, don't even think about the other experiences.
Right.
Think only of quality.
The finest.
You are worthy of the penthouse.
Yes, the penthouse.
Yes. Sweet.
Yes. Yes, you're worthy of the penthouse. I don't know how many penthouses they have, but they probably have enough for us, you know. But you're worthy of that. Think of that. Think of that. And then watch the miracles happen as you live in Miracle Alley. If you're going to live in any other alley, that's what happens. But if you live in Miracle Alley, the miracles just keep happening every moment of your life. Have a lovely day. And enjoy your miracles. I know I'm enjoying mine. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.